Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
one? UCR.
Go.
We say and hope we won't give it to.
Yada, yada, yada.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
one? UCR.
I'm dancing.
Go.
We say and hope we won't give it to you, non-stop. And it plays anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Yep, that's right. We are uncensored radio. We are unstoppable. We're original. I am Karen Ashley, along with Jeffrey Emmett and Katrina A. Johnson. How is everybody today?
Oh, we are fabulous.
Wonderful.
And, of course, we've got Mr. James in the house. James, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Tough question.
Are you sure that you're good? Because there was a huge delay. You had to think about it?
I'm good. There was not a huge delay.
Yeah, there was.
There kind of was.
It was like,
no, there wasn't.
I'm good.
I'm tired.
Man.
It's been a very long, very long day. Very long
I agree.
Day.
I agree. I'm still surviving and, you know, recuperating from my long-ass day. Of course, yesterday was so busy from, like, 6 in the morning until, like, forever. Like, I worked all day, did a whole bunch of stuff. Then I, you know, did the radio show. And radio show yesterday, I have to tell you, if you didn't listen, you gotta listen. It was hilarious. Katrina Johnson brought a whole lot. She had like, you had these top 10 lists about aphrodisiacs. And I think we agreed with everything. Like I've come to the conclusion.
We're just a bunch
of
freaks.
Of us,
I need a better topic next time.
Like we are half man and half woman, all of us, because we all were like, yep, yep. That turned me on.
Yep.
Okay.
And then after that, I hosted a music industry showcase, which hopefully one day, James, you'll be in L.A. and you can hopefully participate in. And it was like I didn't go to bed, and I think I've had 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So here I am, and I've been running all day, and I'm on, like, 8 cups of coffee. Mm-hmm.
You can do
it. That's too much caffeine. That's
I need a vacation.
I know. I'm taking some vacations in August.
I found a vacation that you can go on.
What?
Well, okay. Next week I'm going to Nolens for a few days, and I am going to go crocodile hunting. That's
okay.
Right. I'm going to strap on.
That's not a case to me.
Well, I mean, I'm weird, so I like to do weird shit. And so my friends are like, we want to go to New Orleans. I'm like, okay, well, I've already been, but, I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that I haven't done yet. So I started doing some research, and I found, like, they have all this weird stuff you can do, like crocodile hunting. So I bought a crocodile hunting outfit. Like, I got a long sleeve, like, button-down shirt and some, like, green army pants and some crocodile hunting boots and a hat with a net. Like, I'm good to go.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm excited about it, too. They also have this weird tour thing that's called the Bloody Mary Tour. And this woman is named Bloody Mary, and she takes you to all of the grave sites of all the people, and it's at, like, midnight. And then she does, like, voodoo and shit. It's weird.
Oh, no.
And you get a voodoo doll as your, like, souvenir. So I think that we should do an uncensored road trip and go do some weird vacation.
No, thank you.
But,
I'm down.
Well, I'm
not
also
doing
no
scary stuff.
Okay, well, we don't have to do that. I found some really cool ones. Like, there's a million-dollar vacation in Abu Dhabi. There's a vacation with real mermaids in Florida. There's a naked vacation. I think we'd all be good with that. There's a vacation where you can swim with pigs. Or, the best one that I found is a vacation in a little people themed park. You can take a vacation in a theme park full of midgets.
Shut up.
I'm not joking. I am not joking. I swear. It is actually the fastest growing growing theme park in the world. So far, 77.6 million visitors have gone there. It's in China, and it opened in 2009, and it's called the Dwarf Empire, and it's in southern China. And I'm mad that when I went to China, I didn't know about this because I would have gone. So and they employ only little people. So, like, I want to see how big the buildings are because the janitors, the performers, everybody is a little person. And so I think that we need to pack up Chelsea Lately, grab Chewy, and we're going.
Let me chew. Let me chew. Oh, my gosh. I didn't hurt at all.
I don't understand. Like, so are the, like, so if a regular person goes, are the stalls, like, am I going to have to, like, get on my knees to piss?
I don't know. I want to know. I'm imagining that they cater to both.
I think I'm going to fit in too much. I don't know if I want to go to this one either. I'm a little short.
Yeah, you're little.
You both are.
You're right. They might mistake us for a little person, or we might just find our, find some homies.
Well, they're all, they're dressed up and they look like toddlers. They're in little, in one of the pictures, they're in little, like, leotards with tutus.
That seems offensive
and
to me.
They're
I think
tiny.
So too. I think so too. That seems so offensive. But I guess.
Well, they look. I don't think it's offensive because they're employing hundreds of thousands of little people. I think that's actually a good thing.
I agree.
But, people in like China kind of smaller anyway, so.
Yeah, so these little people are real, real little people.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, no, they are definitely smaller. Like, that's kind of the, it's crazy because they're everything, they're genetically, they're just, like, thinner, they're smaller, everything.
I couldn't buy clothes in China. I was so much wider in every way than all of the other people there. Like, I went to the Chinese Hooters, and it was hilarious because I was the only person there with Hooters. Their uniforms were like what we would wear here, like child size.
So, would you like somebody making you order a bridesmaid's dress from China and it fucking with everybody's head?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who would
like
do
that.
Such a thing. But
someone is rude.
I'm thinking if that happened, it would have been somebody's mama who picked out the dress and didn't pay attention that the bitch was coming from China.
Well, I knew the bitch was coming from China. I called that from a mile away, and I tried to warn you, but it was too late. People had already ordered. I ordered the proper size because, I know what Chinese sizes could do to a person's psyche, so I just ordered a size 4 instead of a size 2, and I was good to go.
If I remember correctly, we had to use vice grips and...
I had
to cellophane myself into it also, but the point is, I got into it, and I would have never gotten into it at all if I'd ordered the 2, which is what I usually get.
See, now, if you do one of these magic wraps with us, you won't have this problem.
Yes.
Magic wrap. Let's do the magic wrap and then stick me back in your bridesmaid's dress. Oh, Dawn, I left it at your house. Shucks.
Don't worry. I'll send that over when I send you the wraps.
Damn it. And I'll send you a ticket to, what is this place even called? What's the translation? Dwarf Empire. I'll send you a ticket to the Dwarf Empire.
So wait, is it for midgets or is it for dwarfs? I mean, because it's kind of two different things.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No. It's called Dwarf Empire.
I don't think people like to be called midgets. I think they like to be called dwarfs, or they like to be called little people.
No,
yeah,
I'm telling you, somebody Google that shit. I'm telling you right now, there's a difference between a dwarf and a midget.
No, there is.
No,
there
it's
is.
Not.
Yeah, I think it's
just semantics, people. I think it's the same thing. I'm Googling.
Right, and I think and I think it might be they like to be called, you know, dwarfish, not lift-sided.
Right.
They don't like that word.
It's like more rude sounding to me than a midget. Like, they got their shit backwards.
Jeffrey, you're backwards. You don't care if anyone ever calls you a fag, so you can't say anything about backwards.
How can I get pissed off if somebody calls me a bundle of six? Like, okay, that just means I'm thin, so keep it coming.
You can't judge, though. That's like, they,
I'm not judging. I love midgets with their little stumpy hands and shit. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I would like to get one.
Do not send the letters to Uncensored Radio. Send them to Jeffrey Emmett.
I'm just kidding. I love little people. If you can't take a joke, you're probably not tall enough to listen to the show. Oh, but a bump.
Oh.
That was rude.
That's how I roll.
Rude Ruff. That's how he rolls. Rude Ruff.
Sure is.
Mm.
This is not new.
But
kids.
I love him. I love him, Rude Ruff, actually.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, I don't know why. But, you know, last night you were supposed to do something for me.
Hmm.
Did you deliver my message that I want my hair did and my toes done?
No, I forgot.
You really just disappoint me sometimes.
Sorry. I was working.
I've located some information, folks.
Ooh. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Jeffrey was right.
There is
a difference between midgets and
Jesus.
Dwarfs. This is because you had a midget in your possession. That's the only reason you know. I bet you looked it up, and that's why, because you have the angry midget. And that's actually the proper term. Okay, well, apparently, the difference between dwarfs and midgets are that dwarfism is a medical condition, and there are over 200 forms of medical dwarfs that stem from genetic mutations. And there are different physical attributes, which are low muscle tone, overcrowded teeth, and shorter limbs when compared to proportionally to their bodies. Whereas midgets are just exceptionally short people that have no other physical or genetic abnormalities.
Yeah, like
so the angry midget is an angry midget because she's just mad because she's short. But a dwarf, actually, there are 200 different kinds, and it's a medical condition, and their limbs are disproportionate.
So can they get SSI?
I don't know. What's SSI?
You know, like, because if it's a medical condition, I'm just wondering, is it considered, like, do they have, like, they've got to, you know, if it's a medical issue, they've got to be, like, predisposed to some kind of, you know, probably a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know, medically speaking. So I wonder if they're even able to really, I mean, well, I guess they did in The Lord of the Rings, but I mean, like, I don't know, like,
no, they
you know.
Are. Like, you know what show I really, really love? Like, I have grown to just, like, the little couple. And it's such a great show because they're just living their life. And, like, they're two hugely successful people. Like, they did not let... What?
Are they the ones with the kids? They have the TLC show?
They just got a kid. Yeah, they just, like, literally adopted a baby. But this is what's great about this show because they haven't stopped their lives. Like, this has not held them back whatsoever. Like, the husband is a successful businessman. Like, he owns a lot of businesses. The wife is, like, a pediatric doctor, like, she's ridiculously smart. They live in Houston. They have this amazing, like, they built this amazing home, custom made for them. And the last, like, two or three seasons, they basically have been trying to have a kid.
like, they went through IVF, they went through the old El Natural, they went, and so, like, it was like, she's so little, like, she's tiny, she's like 3'2", but extremely tiny, and they were like, your body can't hold it, like, it's very dangerous, like, it was just impossible, and so she tried, and then they told her, you definitely can't get pregnant, because, like, a lot of little people have, they have problems with their lungs, or they have problems with their heart, and so she found out that she has, like, heart condition. And so she couldn't get pregnant. So then they went to, you know, trying to have a baby with a, you know, with a
surrogate.
Yeah. And then finally that failed like twice. And so then they finally decided, okay, we're going to just adopt a child. And they just found a little boy. And they adopted a little boy who's a little person as well. And they adopted a little boy in China, and they're adopting a little girl in India. And so, I mean, if you see,
you see
where these kids came from. Well, they joined this one company, and it's like, you know, they specialize in, you know, helping you find children abroad or helping you find children. You know, and especially they specifically wanted a child like that because they felt like, you know, people aren't going to go, adopt a little person. They're going to go adopt a healthy baby, you know. And so they wanted to be sure to, you know.
Oh, now you're
like,
just going to piss people off. Little people are healthy. They're just little.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're not going to, like, if you go and adopt a baby, you're not going to sit there and go, I want to adopt a little baby. Like, it's very rare that someone's going to go and say, I want to adopt a special needs child. Most people, when they go to adopt, they're going to adopt all the you know, the ones that are kind of, quote-unquote, you know, there's a lot of kids that fall through the cracks, so, and special needs children are one of them, so...
I think it would be a riot. Like, if I ever found a little person baby that needed a home, I would take that baby. Because, you know, that little baby would seem like it was a little baby forever. Like, it would be great.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because this little guy that they adopted, I saw just a couple of scenes. Like, he's almost as tall as the mom. And, because she's tiny. But he's a baby. Like, he's totally a three-year-old, like, little baby. Like, he acts like a three-year-old. But she's so small. But it's such a great show. Like, it gave me all new perspective on just how amazing, like, what they have to overcome. Because a lot of times, I mean, just walking around, if you go to an amusement park, that's hard to do. If you think of the smaller step, or, you know, it's just physically that they can't go and ride a horse, or, you know, it's just physically there are things they can't do. It's very difficult.
They can ride one of the baby horses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? Sometimes they're too wide, so it's like, you know, but you're right, they could potentially ride one of those little ones. So, yeah, but it's an amazing show if you ever get the time to watch it. Okay, back to our crazy talk.
Which, I don't even know what it was anymore.
Right?
I was talking about Strange Vacation.
Oh, I don't know, the whole little people. I just love it, though. I'm sorry. It just reminds me of those conjoined twins. Ooh.
Oh, God. You would definitely do that just so you could ask them strange, inappropriate questions.
Mm-hmm.
You would adopt them.
Fuck you, because when we talked about it on air, I was like, when we originally talked about it, you weren't there. And I was like, where's Katrina? Because she'd agree with me. And when you came back on, you were like, yeah. So, the hell with you.
I'm just saying, yeah, that's true, but I wouldn't adopt them. I wouldn't subject anybody to adopting them.
I'm not trying to adopt conjoined twins either. Like, I don't know. That's a lot. But I'm saying I've got
questions. There you go. Especially children. They don't get adopted.
Well, I don't have insurance. If I had insurance, it'd be a little different situation.
No, you know when you adopt a kid, they have insurance. They're insured for the rest of their life.
Until they're
a certain age. But yeah, it's nothing that the girlfriend of mine adopted a baby, and it was a very complicated situation. It was actually, you know, her sister had problems, and it was bad. It was one of those situations where either I adopt this baby, or this baby's going to go into foster care, and we're going to lose her. Like, it's just, you know, you never know what's going to happen, right? Yeah. So literally, her daughter is, like, 13. Her son is, like, a grown man, and here she is with a newborn, and it turned her whole life around. But she said the one thing that they do give you when you adopt a baby, she said, this is what she told me, she goes, if you're a foster parent,
They give you money. They pay you this. It's all good. But once it, once you adopt the kid, now you're financially responsible. You don't get that, like, foster care money or anything. Like, it literally drops to, like, very little. But one thing they do give you is they give the kid health care. That kid can go to the top-notch hospitals. Like, they have, like, some of the best health care.
Well, that's amazing. So, thank goodness for that.
That's great. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think about it, like, I'm like, people don't have health care or don't have insurance. Like, you really get, you know, because I've had it and I've not had it. You really get subpar, you know, like, you get, like, when you go to the doctor, treatment, exactly, couldn't think of the word, subpar treatment when you don't have insurance. When you have insurance, you literally, like, I have insurance right now, and literally, I could just call any doctor in L.A., and I could just go see them, like, any specialist.
Yeah.
No restriction. It's crazy. It's awful that that's how it's set up.
Oh,
awful.
See, I don't even care about that. I'm sitting here like, you know, when I went, when I got sick after we went to that convention, I was in, I went to the clinic, which is supposed to be, like, cheaper, you know, which they spent all of 3 minutes with me and then told me I needed to go to the ER. Went to the ER, was in the ER for over 2 hours. The doctor came in, was in the room for a total of 5 minutes, and the bill for the two places together was over, like, almost $500. I'm, like, literally for 10 minutes of somebody's time, I spent $500, and the guy didn't, he didn't even read the report. Like, I had to tell him what was wrong, because he's like, oh, you probably just have the flu, go home. And I'm like, oh, no, dude, I've got this other problem. See here?
Wow.
Wow.
That's
yeah, see, that's the thing. Subpar treatment. And I'm telling you, if you had insurance, you would have been catered to. They give you tests that they don't need to give
you
because they can charge it off to the insurance.
I mean,
like, they
just
I don't know, insurance.
And, like, the hospital in particular in this town is just wretched. Like, you know, it's just bad
really?
Business. Yeah, like, you know, I don't really particularly care to go there because people go in and die. You know, they go in with a pain in their foot. They die. So I try to avoid
I've
that hospital. But the thing that killed me is, though, you know, so I was like, all right, well, I can't afford to, like, pay all that at once. I mean, I could, but I'm not gonna. Like, you know, I got shit I want to do. So
right.
I was like, can I get on a payment plan? Which was quick and easy. And the payment plan was less than what it would cost me for insurance. I'm like, well, maybe this isn't so bad.
Well, I think because of what you're, like, the type of insurance that because you're self-employed and, you know, it's
any.
A little different. Right, I'm just saying, but if you were to buy into insurance at this point, the type of insurance and the options that you have are very expensive because
well, yeah,
it's kind of like
horrible.
You.
Well, they have Healthy
you
New
know?
York, okay, which I was on when I first met Joe. I bought myself some insurance, and it was, like, $230 a month, which I still was like, that's a car payment. You know, and then, of course, there was, like, the $20 copays every time I went to the doctor and the copay for the prescription. But, like, the one day I go to the doctor, and then they send me to go get x-rays, and I had to pay two different copays, okay, which kind of just flipped me out, you know. So, I mean, the copays ended up being a couple hundred extra dollars on top of the $230.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, you are all alone. So you're, but see, like, me, the insurance I'm in, I'm part of a big group. So the copay
right.
is, what, $30, you know, or, you know, and then you go to the doctor and you get some, like, some of the medication, like, the stuff I put on my my dermatologist gives me literally is, like, $280 a tube. And then I go and pay $30 or $40, I think. So it, for me, it worked, but see, I'm part of a big network where you're kind of, it's like you all alone. But I think that's what they're trying to do with healthcare so that it's more like all the unemployed people kind of buy in together and you all have the same thing so that it's not going to be, like you said, a couple hundred dollars just to go get an x-ray and get, like, it's like
well,
ridiculous.
It just seems to be getting worse because I went to go try to get back on Healthy New York, you know, because technically... Now, even people on welfare, if you're overweight, you can go get gastric bypass. So at one point, like, I was like, maybe I just need to do it and, you know, get done with this. So I called back to get the same insurance that I had before, which is now $390 a month. There's no insurance coverage, no prescription coverage at all. And you have to pay a $1,500 deductible before they cover anything.
Ouchie.
So I'm like, I don't even you. That's like, we're talking by the time whatever we added up the payments, it was like $5,000 a year. I'm like, I don't, even if I went to the doctor all I want, I'm still not going to rack up $5,000. So,
right.
I, you know, I'll just make payments arrangements and do it that way because it's just not worth it. That's crazy money. I'm not, no, kiss my ass. You are not getting my money for nothing. No. It's
that's
like car insurance.
Yeah. Well, you have to have car insurance. Like they said at
no,
some point,
it's robbery. I'm paying you every month so that when I do get in an accident, you're there. So now I've paid you for 10 years, X amount of money, got into an accident, you had to pay maybe $2,000, which isn't even, you know, and a fourth of what I've paid into you, and then you're going to triple my rates. It's bullshit. It's really highway robbery.
Well, I'm not saying that it's simple, but I will say this. Anytime I've ever gotten into an accident, if I can just make a phone call and 2 weeks later, it's all, like, I get a rental car, and then everything's all fixed, and then it's all good. Like, yeah, you know, I mean, I actually don't want to deal with the hassle of, you know, dealing with a mechanic and deal with this.
Well, no, I don't
it
either.
It makes my life easier.
No, and I'm not saying that it doesn't make life. It's not. I'm not saying that it's not convenient, but I'm saying.
Well, it is because I've only crashed 10 cars, and every time they give me money for a new one. So I'm on the end of that. I'm not safe, and I'm not good, and it's good for me.
Yeah, you are a scary driver. Like you really do scare the shit out of me.
It's not good.
Oh my God! I've never driven with her, so I'm
don't
interested in finding out. I'm gonna do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You get air sickness. You're afraid of heights. You're gonna have all that come into play. Don't do it. You won't like it.
If anybody is trying to go into labor, go for a ride with Katrina.
Yeah, I'll push you there. Definitely.
That baby will pop out like quick, like.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good.
That is crazy. Yeah, see, I need to plan a trip to Vegas, and I've been trying to figure it out, and it's looking like Katrina Johnson that I might be coming to Vegas in September.
Oh, hell yes.
I thought she was going to say hell no.
No, my girl's going to welcome me with open arms no matter what.
Hi. Please do. It's about time.
Yeah, I know. Like, honestly, any other time, I'd be in Vegas all the time. But for whatever reason, now that I have a true diehard homie in Vegas, I just can't figure out how to get there.
Yeah, like, why is it the kid that's on the opposite end of the country has been to her house more than you?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I know. I'm a horrible person.
You really are.
I'm a bad friend.
But Katrina, don't try to go stay at her house, though, because you know she don't have that shit.
Oh, shut it up. I always gotta bring something up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's how I do. That's how you know I love you.
Mm-hmm. Such a pot stirrer, this one.
Uh-huh.
But you are a good friend because I've received a Hello Kitty in the mail that I love.
Ooh,
what?
Oh, yeppers.
I got a present.
Yes, she did. It was just a little token. Just a little token.
I saw it, and
I was like, oh, my God, it's Katrina Johnson. And I, like, ran the person down to find out where they got it.
Well, I love it. I received from Ms. Ashley a ginormous Hello Kitty phone case, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Kiss ass.
I had to kill somebody. What?
Kiss ass? Well, I'll tell you what. If you give me a Hello Kitty anything, like maybe a Hello Kitty Build-A-Bear, I will kiss your ass as well. On air.
I got you Baby Emmett. There's only one in the world. I think that's kind of the best gift ever.
Well, and did I not kiss your ass for that on air? Yes, it was kiss.
No, but you got me some wine glasses that cost more than my mortgage. So that was thank you.
All right, well, good. So, see, there you go.
Did I ever tell you? Like, that's a little traumatic. Like, for those of you who don't know, when Christina, yeah, mm-hmm, that's it. Katrina came to the wedding. She got me these wine glasses, right? And I was like, they were gorgeous, you know? So I figured they were expensive, but I'm thinking $50 a piece. Or, you know, for the set or whatever. I almost passed out because I was like, well, I want to get, you know, a full set. Like, I wanted to get some more of them. So I went out to go order them, and I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, that's what? That's for two? For two? So needless to say, them bitches are back in the box. Use them, because I'm like, if they break them, you know, that's more than what most people pay for rent a month. Like, it's not going down like that. So thank you. Thank you for spoiling me that much and loving me that much and not even ever telling me till I found out on my own and almost passed out.
No, you're welcome. Well, you know, I figure weddings are sacred. Even though I don't want to have one, I still support my loved ones who do. And to you, wine is sacred, so it just seemed to make sense.
Right.
Yes. I appreciate it. I sat there for like 2 hours just looking at the computer screen, not sure what to do.
Now, who does that? Who does that? Who gets a gift that goes online and figures out how much it costs?
I wasn't trying to figure out how much it costs. Like, I wanted to order more because it's wine glasses, and they're beautiful.
You're
so
nosy. You know you were trying to figure it out.
If I was doing that, I would have done it forever.
You would have done it months ago, though.
Yeah, like, I just did it because I've been, like, going through my wine glasses and getting through, like, you know, just getting rid of the crappy ones or the ones we don't use or whatever. And I was like, I want more of these. Like, I wanted to kind of fill up my hatch with those because those are the prettiest ones, and I like nice wine glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was, like, trying to buy them.
And then you were like, whoop, there it is. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, and then I even checked eBay to see if I could get some for cheaper on eBay.
Oh, hell no. They'll sell for more.
Yeah. I was like, oh, dear. I'm going to have to wait for a sale.
Right.
Well, the good thing is if you ever break them, they will replace them. Swarovski
what?
Will replace them. Yeah, just keep the broken parts. It's like when you buy a Louis Vuitton bag, if it breaks, they'll give you a new one. Yeah, same idea.
I don't have to have the receipt or anything?
No, you just send in the broken pieces and they send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess I'm taking the bitches back out the box.
Yeah, those places, they're great. They'll fix your shit because they know
okay.
You just spent a ton of money doing it.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean,
that
was kind of crazy to me because I'm like, you know, unless you're uber rich, like, I'm not even using that wine glass because if I break it, I'm going to fucking hate myself. Like, I'm going to have to go into therapy and shit.
You know, they're actually really made of, like, some really tough stuff. Like, It would take a lot to break it. It's not going to be, like, a normal. Like, they kind of come up with the system. I mean, it's not unbreakable. But
no,
like,
they're not unbreakable. They're not no Alicia Keys glasses. I've broken
mm-hmm.
a few, and I cried every time.
Yeah. They're definitely, yeah.
Like, I'm crazy when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I was that kid that always bought, like, shit and never took it out of the package because I didn't want it to get ruined.
Right.
Are you like the 40-year-old virgin?
No, but like I would buy like stuff to do. You know, I wanted to be all artsy, so I'd buy all this like arts and crafts shit. Like, and then I would never take it out of the package because I didn't want it to get ruined or dry out. So I would always saved it for a day that I was going to use the whole thing at once. And those days never came. And I don't even know whatever happened to all that shit.
Oh.
Or, like, boxes for anything. Like, I have the boxes for every electronics in this house in the basement in pristine shape.
Why do you have boxes like that? Like, that to me, you know, boxes attract bugs. So, you need to get rid of those boxes.
Well, because, like, the TV, like, what happens if it breaks? Like, I'm afraid I need the box.
Hoarder.
Wow.
Come on, hoarder.
I keep my TV boxes and my computer boxes. I keep my boxes to my expensive stuff.
Well,
more though
about.
For in case I move.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, I knew we were going to move, so I kept the boxes, and then there's, you know, the Keurig boxes down there, a microwave box. Like, it's, I don't know.
So tell me something, this Keurig, everybody keeps talking about it. You can pretty much buy any kind of coffee to go in the Keurig, right? Or
well, yeah, you
just,
can, because
like,
you can
pack.
Get, they
like
have
Keurig
this thing
pack.
Now that you get this little thing and it plops in, it's like $5, it plops in, and then you can just scoop your own brand coffee in there.
Oh.
So you can truly, yeah, like I'm telling you, like I was just telling somebody the other day that, you know, Joyce and Jeff were coming over here every night. And we thought it was to see the dog. It wasn't even to see Izzy, because they haven't been over here since we got them a Keurig.
Right.
Like, they came over every night. They would walk through. They wouldn't even really acknowledge us. They'd go straight to the Keurig. And since we got them their own, we ain't seen them.
That's funny. Not kidding.
I mean, they haven't been over here in probably almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I think that's good because, you know, they got what they love, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. You guys got them a great gift, obviously. They are enjoying the hell out of it, obviously. You know?
Right.
Are you sad because you haven't seen them?
Well, no, I just think it's funny. I'm like, don't ever tell me that I'm a user and I only come around in the summer when the pool's open. Like, I got it from somewhere.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. That is too hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. She's shiesty.
That's funny.
So, wait, are you telling me, Miss Karen Ashley, that you don't have a Keurig?
I don't know. I'm like making a pot of coffee in the morning. You know.
Like, do you actually drink the whole pot?
No. I'll have one cup.
See, you
it's
need a Keurig. Okay.
Cup.
So,
it's
Katrina,
yes.
For her birthday, we need to get her a Keurig.
That's expensive.
Okay,
you do not
do
need to get me a Keurig. You
no,
do not
you can
need to
get
do
the single
no.
cup ones. Like for they're like you can get them for under $100.
Oh, okay. Because the one I saw was, like, super expensive, and I was like, what the hell? Why are people buying this?
But
you know
I don't
mean?
Even
I'm
love
like,
my parents
mm-hmm.
that much. I think I got theirs.
Okay.
I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Or, no, I went to Kohl's because I had the 30% off of Use Your Kohl's card.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being, like, $120, and it was a big one.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah. Don't love me that much. Trust me. I don't
don't worry,
that
I don't.
Don't love me that much.
Yeah, you do.
No. Yeah, he does. He's such a liar. He can't get
when you
send
me crazy expensive wine glasses, I love you that much. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
No, you pay me.
I'm good enough.
actually, you really sent the gift that keeps on giving, and Joe has been telling me to ask you, and I keep forgetting, send more of the jerk sauce, because it is his most favorite thing in the world. We cannot get that brand up here. And he's like, no, I'm not trying nothing else. He's like, I want that brand. I'm like, Joe, are you kidding?
I'll order two bottles tomorrow. I've got to get you guys also the, what is it? Okay, so we do jerk. And then there's, oh, my gosh, I can't even think. What is it called? What is it called, the other chicken? No, the other one.
I don't know. Teriyaki? What can you do with chicken?
She's
got
to be talking to my husband-in-law.
Yeah, I'm talking to the husband-in-law. You know the other one we do? It's not the one we put potatoes and carrots in it sometimes. Curry! I've got to send you the curry sauce. You will flip your lid and die and go to heaven. It's amazing. And look, the husband-in-law is like, I want some curry.
Tell him I want my hair done.
Hey. Just said, you know, since you had your show last night, he goes, he wants to keep the wife-in-law, he wants to, you to, you know, get his hair done, and he's a pedicure. It's my walking out the room. He really forgot a smile out of him.
That's it. That's all you get, Jeffrey. You
got to
smile.
I did not sign up to get a gay wife-in-law.
Right.
Like, nowhere
right.
in this
contract. I did not sign up to get a gay wife-in-law. She's like, who came up with that?
Actually, that would be you.
Yeah, I did, actually. He knows how I am. He just rolls with me. He has no other choice. Yeah.
What else? Yeah, exactly. What else could he possibly do?
Exactly. It's just what it is. It is what it is. Yeah.
So, okay. Since we're on this whole gift thing, you know, and different kind of things, let's talk about what's your favorite gadget that you bought. Like, you know, everybody I feel like has that one thing that you either see in an infomercial or, you know, that you'll see at a fair or somewhere. You see this
My Roomba.
What the hell is a Roomba?
What?
It's that vacuum, but it's like a robot, and it vacuums on its own, and it you just let it go, and you can program it to certain rooms, and
oh,
it's got
God,
a sensor.
I need that.
It's sick. I love it the most, my Roomba.
Does it really
work? I found them like sharper images. It's like a vacuum cleaner. I don't know how much they are now. When they first came out, they were like $400, $500. Kind of like the same amount as a Dyson, except it does it on its own.
Yeah,
and I love
it.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, and it does all kinds of floors. Like, part of my house is hardwood, part of it is tile, part of it's carpet, and it does all surfaces.
I need that.
And it's got a remote, so it's cool because you can just program it to do what you want. You can set it up on a timer. It's got sensors, so it can sense which room you want it to do.
But can it go from, like, a hardwood floor to a rug and not get stuck?
Yeah.
And what about furniture? How does it get under furniture?
Underneath it, it'll go if it can fit. But it's got to be like
it's gotta be a foot wide. Yeah, it's got to be able to get under there. Yeah.
Really? That's kind of fancy.
It's cool. I love it. It's like a toy, but it's got a real good function.
Right.
That, and I would like a robot.
Well, I think everybody would like one.
I know, but they have them. Like, do you ever read the Sharper Image catalogs or, like, the in-flight catalogs? They have real robots. They have, like, a R2-D2, and it talks to you, and it'll go get you stuff. I want one. I don't want
that's
a child that I can program
cool.
to go get me stuff because that's too much responsibility, but a robot.
You can talk back eventually.
Yeah, but that's okay. In the meantime, it would be cool. It would be like my friend.
It would be like my friend. That's kind of sad. You lonely these days.
Well, I watched a movie where that happened recently. My dad and I are watching this movie on the pay per view.
I almost felt bad for her. I almost felt like she didn't have any friends. She almost sued me for one.
Well, but they did that in this movie. There was this old lonely old man, and he started to like get dementia. And he refused to admit that he wanted help. And so what they did is they got him this robot. And this robot was his friend, but also, like, cooked for him and cleaned for him. And it was pretty sick, and I want one.
I'd be afraid it'd kill me in my sleep, though, because there's just been too many movies that it just goes bad.
Well, it did go bad because he trained the robot to rob a house.
Oh, see?
But you know what it is? It's always people. We always ruin the moment. Like, somebody always ruins the moment.
But I mean, that happens across the board because I think we as a society are just so fucking greedy that people, nothing is ever enough. And, like, they just, it's horrible. Like, if robots ever go, if they ever get robots, you know, for defenses, we're screwed.
Oh, they do. They already have them. They already have
them.
Well,
I know,
that's
but I mean,
thing.
If they get them to where they're replacing soldiers, like, to where we don't need any period, like, we're done.
Well, Iron Man, they're preparing us for the future.
This bitch. Okay, if they create an Iron Man 3, oh, Lord.
Go see Iron Man 3.
I already did. I saw it before you.
I finally saw it, and I loved it.
I did too. I love me some, what's
Robert
his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey could get it.
Oh,
like,
Zendaya?
I've been all day in the morning.
I've been liking him for a while.
I love him.
What your country can do for you, but what I could do for Robert Downey Jr. Oh.
Why is he like such a sex symbol? Like, he's about to be 50, but he's so funny. He's so handsome.
He's in good shape. He's on top of his game, and he's the man.
He's got that rugged sexiness to him, and, like, everybody knows he was a bad boy, and he's kind of reformed. And come on, every bitch, all of us, I think everybody at one point in their life wanted a bad boy, especially one that kind of turned his life around and came back on top. You know, like, he's the underdog, and I think people just love that no matter what.
I love to be under. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You, like,
him.
Want to be under what? That sounds good. What?
Him.
Under him? I could be under him. Just like that. Oh, gosh. Oh,
gosh.
I was mid-sentence, and then somebody walked in on my conversation that wasn't supposed to hear that comment.
That'd be me. Oh, man. No, this is what I was trying to say. All these bitches that are cracking up and, like, the Lindsays and the Amandas, y'all have no excuse. Like, look at Robert Downey Jr. He is one of the highest paid actors. He cleaned up his life. Get your shit together. Like, oh, my gosh.
Well, even though even Charlie Sheen has got bounced back and got a new show and it's doing fine.
Yeah, but it's not the same because he's really not cleaned up his life. Like, he's still partying. He's still a fucking slob. Like, it's different, I feel. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
but he still has a career is what I'm saying.
Right. If he actually cleaned up his act and his, like, personal life, where I think in the public's eye, whether Robert Downey Jr. has or not, is, I don't know. But I think that that's what most people believe, is that he has cleaned up his personal life as well. Where Charlie Sheen is just a fucking slob. Like, ooh. Like, and there's just nothing cute about him anymore. He drank too much.
Oh, there's procedures for that.
I feel like his nose, I feel like his nose got bigger. Does anybody else feel that way?
You know, it probably did. He probably built a crater in there.
No, he's lost so much weight. Charlie is so thin. Like, you notice when people lose a lot of weight, their head gets bigger? Like, their head doesn't
shrink. Yeah, lollipop head.
Yeah, and it's like he looks like Betty Boop, and now his nose and his facial features are much larger because he's so
thin. Yeah, like his nostrils, which, I mean, makes sense with doing as much blow as he has. But it's just so different, you know what I mean? You look at him from when he first started that show, he was still good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
But the last, like, 5 years or so, it's like, oh, yeah.
Well,
like, you ain't even
cute. But you have the point. He probably had some stuff done to correct the things that he's done, and it's not the same. Like, as good a plastic surgeon is, it's still not going to be like your normal self. Like, the good ones keep you as as close to normal as possible, you know?
Yeah, he's just looking beat. But I don't know. I remember when Robert Downey, when he was on Ally McBeal, and he got fired because of all the drugs,
he was
smoking
crack they caught him smoking crack in an alleyway.
Right, but the sad thing is, like, and again, it was the Charlie Sheen thing, like, he was great on that show, he was one of the most popular characters, like,
and the fact that
they got him was just awesome, and then, you know, once he left the show, like, that was just kind of it for it, it went downhill real quick.
Yeah, it was so wonderful, like, it was so, so wonderful, like, I was, my heart was broken when that whole thing happened, and I remember just going, man, I hope this guy gets it together, because he was so freaking talented, and the chemistry they had together, and it was funny, and it was clever, and it was well-written. Oh, it hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Like, that was a great show in its time.
Yeah,
and he's really, Like, I don't know, that I don't feel like there's a whole lot of them that have done that, like, that are that have become as big as he has. Like, I know Angelina Jolie went through a lot of crap. But, I mean, he, like, really went through the ringer publicly and came back, and he is more on top than anybody.
He can be on top.
Top, bottom, sideways, crooked, upside down, left, right, front to back.
Right, round the map.
Stars aren't ice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm looking at one of his mug shots, and he still looks good.
But you know what? He's never done no wrong. Like, he's one of those people, even when he was messing up, he still would show up with the performance. Like, it was almost shocking that he was going through all that, because we were like, what? But he's so talented. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen him in anything that I was disappointed with what he brought to the movie. Like,
right.
I've never been, or the performance. Like, he's always been on point. Like, amazing actor.
Yeah, no, that's true. He really...
Like, I love him.
Fantastic. And he's just one of the greats. Like, he truly is. Like, and you know, there was... What's that one guy? He was in the Brat Pack, and he was on Suddenly Susan there. He was another one that went downhill, and then we never really saw him again. Judd Nelson, maybe? Is that his name? Do you remember him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Nelson, he was insane. Like, wasn't he in, like... Saint Elmo's Fire, and he was
He was in the Breakfast Club. He was the bad boy.
He was the one, yeah. He was the bad guy.
And then he ended up on suddenly Susan, and then he got fired or let go or whatever happened with that because he was into some trouble.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he got in trouble.
Yeah, I think he had a little drug problem or he was just crazy, bipolar. It was something, you know.
Right.
Where it was just badness and he had to leave.
Wow.
Cause I think Kathy Griffin even talked about it just briefly in her book, just mentioned it, you know, like he was going through it, the bad time of his life.
Well,
you know,
he's
but
still
that,
doing
that
things.
Really, some great careers.
But
huh?
He's behind the scenes now.
Yeah, I think he's directing.
His
right?
acting career is kind of done.
Directing really messed up some major careers. Like, really messed up some careers. Like, if if you think about, like, the people we've lost because of drugs, like, where they could have been, it's just mind-boggling. Like, doesn't anybody go, I don't want to end up like that? Like, you don't retire as a drug dealer or a drug user. Like, you're not a retired drug user. You either die or you go to jail.
Okay, I'm not sure that's necessarily true, because I'm sure there is a retired drug dealer out there who made enough in his lifetime to retire. I'm positive.
Maybe, but that's probably like one or two people. Most of the people I know, they either dead, they in jail, or they're broke. Because they get so greedy and things just happen. Horrible things always happen to people who make fast money. Like it's just it comes in quick and it leaves just as quick.
Really true. I mean, look at all the people that have won like crazy amount of money in the lottery and they end up destitute within a couple of years.
Well, you know what I was watching this weekend? It's so crazy, but they were doing this whole special. You know me and my sports. I like sports. But if you guys ever got into sports, it's like Young and the Restless, but it's real life because it's just as dramatic. But they were saying, people in the NFL, that they have a two-year, like it's like 90% of them, two-year window that they will be broke. They will be in the NFL and make hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're broke within 2 years of not playing.
Because the spending is so high?
Yes, it's crazy. And then they were saying that people in the NBA, because they get paid, just, they get paid a little more because it's not as many people on the team, they have a four-year window. And they were saying how it's so hard. It's hard to become rich, but it's even harder to stay rich.
To stay?
Because you never think the money's going to end. And you never go, okay, we need to cut back.
I know
okay,
that's right.
Guilty. Last year I had $100 million, and now, you know, I only have $1,000 coming in. Like, you still spend, like Michael Jackson. He kept spending like it was Thriller. Dude, Thriller was like in the 80s. It was never Thriller again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird to me. Like, you have that much money at your disposal. There's so many things you can invest in to keep the money coming in. And, like, they just don't. And it just blows my mind. Like, I just can't even comprehend, like, how one could be that stupid.
You got to be like the Beats and have brilliant financial planners on your side.
Like, you know, what's Gary Coleman, you know, the one that died there? Like, you know, he was like, oh, I'm broke. But he, like, whoever his parents or whoever it was did one smart thing. And they set the kid up with a retirement fund from SAG, where he was still making, like, even though he was saying he was broke, he was making $150,000 a year, which, I mean, you know, to rich people, that is broke. But, you know, to me, like, that's, you know,
well,
that's
no,
a comfortable
does
life.
That. That's where, you know what, though, after that whole Gary Coleman thing, like, in the 80s, they revamped. That's when SAG and all those unions really came into play, because now, if you're a kid actor, they take a certain percentage. I think it's, I don't know if it's, is it 25%, Katrina? What is it?
I don't know, because mine all disappeared, but...
Right. But this is the thing.
I think
it's
more than that.
It's supposed to be taken out. Yeah, it's supposed to be taken out immediately, and it goes into a trust for you, right? And that's the only thing that really saved Gary Coleman to a certain extent, was because he made millions on top of millions, and his parents, it wasn't set up that way back in the early 80s, and so they squandered all of his money. So all he had left really was what he paid into, you know, retirement or whatever. Because, you know, you always pay into Social Security, you pay into all these things. And because he made so much, you know, he had a little nest egg that he paid into the government that they couldn't touch. His parents squandered millions millions of
dollars.
Well,
that seems to happen to so many child stars. I mean, you look at, like, Macaulay Culkin, all of them. The only ones that seem to come out clear was the Olsen twins, really. You know, that still didn't
work. Well,
because billions.
Their empire was in the billions, you know,
right.
That's why.
Well, I just think their parents were smart enough, even though they were horrible parents, apparently, but they were smart enough to market those children and invest in them and, you know, keep that cash cow. You know, they cashed in when they could, which was smart.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at them. Because those girls never have to do a damn thing again.
Yeah.
No, and they don't.
Well, you know what? Their parents, I will say this, they freaking capitalize on all of it because obviously they started doing, they were the first to kind of start doing a clothing line. And kids were flocking to Walmart and they were smart enough to make it cheap. So they made like $1 billion just doing a clothing line. Like they had clothes, they had shoes, they had belts, they
had lip gloss, they had everything.
They had lip gloss. Like they had everything. And now they're actually well respected designers in the design world. And they're on a different level. Like, you're not going to really go out and buy a Mary Kate and Ashley. Like, it's more in private boutiques and more expensive. But it's like, it was ridiculous. Their parents really set them up. And, like, they took control of their careers, though. Like, you know, that's like a handbook. Like, if you want to follow your life, if you're going to have your kid and stuff, like, you follow whatever the Olsen twins did. Because it was amazing.
Well, it's true because, I mean, honestly, like, yeah, okay, they did a whole bunch of those, you know, the Mary-Kate and Ashley videos or whatever. So, like, your sales and stuff off that's not going to last forever. But they marketed them and they turned them into a brand, which is just genius.
Right.
Genius.
We need that. Can we borrow their parents?
That's what me and Karen's trying to do here, bitch. We're trying to make a brand.
Yeah. You got to come to more of the meetings.
Oh, well, about that.
Yeah, see? she gonna miss the ship, and then she'll be like, well, I didn't know.
Yeah, probably.
You know, and I think we shouldn't tell her, like, the first check or whatever when we know we're making money. Let's not tell her, and let's just send her a check.
Right.
That's
fine. Or how about we'll just, see, she's fine with getting a check.
Then we'll send
her
one
with
funny
money. No, don't do that. That's rude.
What's the matter? You don't like funny money?
No. I like other people's money. I don't like funny money.
I know. I would like some other people's money, too. Could you share? Could tell them to share?
Sure.
Like, I got some things I need.
Me, too. We need some things.
I need a motorhome. Which that could
I'm
going to
get you a crocodile.
You do not
Holland.
Need a motorhome. Change your verbiage. You want
so
a
I shouldn't
motorhome.
Tell
you,
you that I bought one?
It. Oh, God. For what? What are you going to do? I want you to go on a road trip every weekend.
He's going to Odessa to move in with your mom. You know that's the first stop. Don't front like it's not.
Well, I'll meet you there next week. I'll be there next week.
Yeah, don't put that past me. If Joe and I ever break up, I'm going to live with your mama.
Oh, she would take you with open arms. She'd be like, come on, boo.
And then you'd be like pissed.
I'm living a single life over here. She over there
because
living a single
she,
life.
She'll teach you how to garden.
Like, you'd be calling your mama, and she'd be getting hammered. Yeah, we'd be all fucked up. We'd be going out, and you'd be like, Mom, why every time I talk to you, you sound like you're fucked up? And you'd be like, because
I am.
Can
I get the biker bars?
She'll be like, Mija, we were dancing late last night.
Mija, how are you doing? I know. I'm telling you, Jeff, you and my mom would be two peas in a pod. You
We'd
would
be
fit
trouble.
In so great. Because you like to clean, you like to talk, You like to party. You like to do things that are different. You like to socialize. Those are all things she likes to do. Like, that's all she wants to do.
Yeah, her and I would be, like, major trouble together. We'd probably get arrested, knock off a liquor store.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she
would
love Katrina, too. Like, trust me, it would be... You guys
on and cracking. I want Mama to come to one of the conventions with us and play.
I know. We gotta figure it out.
Oh, that's all she wrote.
That's it. Damn it. Woo!
Of course, just as we're planning to bring Mama out to play with us, then you gotta cut us off, see?